There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
This time yesterday, Malcolm was listening to Kraftwerk and brandishing a copy of the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung newspaper, and he's got it out again.
Yes, biennial international auto show, the Frankfurt show, is throwing its doors open this coming Thursday, but major car makers are staying away. We mentioned that the Germans will be there, Mercedes, Daimler, BMW, Volkswagen are all going to be there, but a lot of the foreign competition is not going to be there. The Renault, Nissan, Mitsubishi Alliance not going to be there. Toyota not going to be there. US-based General Motors not going to be there. Fiat Chrysler not joining in. And PSA, the makers of Peugeot, not going to be there. Although they will actually be demonstrating some sister models, the Opel models, because they're German. A lot of questions asking about why can auto shows not pull it together, just as we've seen other shows, watch shows, etc. People not pitching up quite as much. But this is a big question for the organisers of Frankfurt.
Well, we've been putting these questions to the Dubai-based automotive journalist Damien Reid, who is in Europe at the moment. And we began by talking about Frankfurt, the motor show. Many brands, as Malcolm mentioned, as no shows. And numbers were down at the Detroit Motor Show, Motor City itself, earlier this year. We asked him, what's going wrong for motor shows?
It's a bit of a trend that's now happening with motor shows. That with everything being online and everything available, live streaming and everything else, motor shows are starting to dwindle out. The floor space is incredibly expensive. And Frankfurt is, if you're going to get a downturn at Frankfurt, then that's really not a good sign for the show industry, because this is the number one motor show in the world. It's held every year. It's the biggest show. It's the one that the industry goes to find out information. And if that gets hit, then that's not really a positive sign for other shows around the world.
The Dubai Motor Show is just a few weeks away. And we asked him, what can we expect here?
Yeah, well, it's only held every 2 years, so there's quite a lot of things being held back for this one. We should expect to see some interesting material coming out of this one, particularly in the SUV market. It's obviously a very big SUV show. But also the Dubai show is a little different to the others. It tries to entice families, so it brings in the other element of interaction, user interaction. So there's outdoor events that you can, you know, four-wheel drive courses you can use, and classic car shows and that sort of thing in the past have always been really popular.
Whether or not Malcolm Taylor's 10-year-old Durango makes the classic car show is a moot point. But it's not just the motor shows themselves that are having challenges. The auto industry is having a tough year. Global sales down about 4%. India, one of our top stories today, down 41%. And we asked Damien, is this just a cyclical dip, or is it something more fundamental and structural?
I think this is actually more structural. I think this is a shift in the way that we use personal mobility. And I think the industry now has a big issue on its hands where, as we're moving to electrification and autonomous vehicles, the industry is no longer competing with like-for-like brands. It's competing with other industries. It's competing with the likes of the Googles and the Apples and in the world, who now can realize that they can build vehicles that carry people around as personal mobility in a very different way to the traditional car. And so this is having a big impact. The cost of building an electric vehicle as well has to be taken into consideration. It is on average around about €10,000 more expensive per car to make one. And a lot of the industry accepts and acknowledges that, and they know that there's no way they can bring that down. So there's going to be changes in the way we finance cars and run them. And all this is having a very big knock-on effect. So it's not a short-term thing. It's something that the industry has to play with and adapt to.
So not a bright picture necessarily for the manufacturers, or actually for the car dealers, and UAE car dealers are not immune. And we also asked Damien whether or not he saw any green shoots, either for new or second-hand dealers.
I think, by and large, the UAE industry is in line with everyone else in terms of the impact that it's having, because the model ranges that come through to us are the same that we get everywhere else in the world. If anything, it might even be a little harsher because, for instance, we have new cars being launched and they go straight to the mass markets of predominantly North America and Europe first, and then we get the trickle-down effect. So it does have an impact on us. I know things like, for instance, there's a new Land Rover coming out, the Defender, which is a very popular car here. The order books will be full for that, I'm sure, but it may take a while to get through. And likewise with Porsche's new electric car, that's been delayed by 12 months from hitting here, simply to meet the demand in Europe and North America for the first run of those cars.
We talked about the Defender yesterday, the very old-fashioned, if you like, boxy, original Land Rover, and it's coming back this year. We're hoping, actually, to speak to some of the guys from Land Rover, maybe tomorrow, maybe on Thursday, about this. I saw one yesterday, Malcolm.
Of the original ones?
Well, I don't know if it's original, but yeah, a Defender, the two short wheelbase,
drab,
two-door,
olive green, split-screen windscreen, pickup format.
No. This was bright burgundy, and it wasn't in a field or in a farm. It was in Dubai Design District at the valet parking. So they're clearly trendy fashion accessories.
There's a certain cachet to them, isn't there, really? Because they're tough. They're fairly manly.
They are. They have a shade of the G-Wagon about them, which they we know is very popular here. Finally, from Damien on cars. He wasn't actually in Frankfurt when we spoke to him. He was in Italy, in Milan, and we asked him why he was there.
Yes, I'd like to be at Frankfurt, but I'm actually in Milan visiting Ferrari to have a look at their celebration of their 90th anniversary. They're also releasing two cars this evening. They're convertible versions of the F8 and the 8112 GTS. And just had a chat to management about seeing about where they're going from here on as well. There's big changes going on with Ferrari as well. Big rumours of an SUV coming soon. And they've also got to compete with the electrification issue as well.
That's Damien Reid. Tough gig in Milan checking out the new Ferraris.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.